My friends, welcome. This is Archangel. So, we have males, and they're pretty damn awesome. In fact, all genius flows through males. One popular saying which instills images of male oppression is, "It's a man's world." What that implies is that only the strong survive in such a hostile world. Yet this statement has come to represent the supposed patriarchy and the chauvinistic nature of males who are narcissistic enough to actually believe that this world is meant for their sex. Actually, what I assert is that when someone says it's a man's world, what they really mean is it's male built. Males built this entire world. Everything. It's not a world built for males. It's a world built by males for females. Males have built everything around us and tamed the savageries of nature, all for the betterment of the species. And since females produce offspring, the world has been built as proxy protection and comfort to the sex that will continue the human species. So males have built the world, and females benefit from that labor. Because of our methods of reproduction, humanity has always been gynocentric. Gynocentrism has always existed, exerting an influence and sway over human instincts and behaviors. Even if people had no idea what gynocentrism was, or that gynocentrism, not patriarchy, was ultimately responsible for all the history on planet Earth. Females have been the privileged and coddled class. Yes, there may be exceptions for brief pockets of history. Still, in the larger picture of humanity, gynocentrism is responsible for the world, whether good or bad. The creative force in this world is males. Females have manipulated the creative force in this world for century upon century. Males are the nuclear reactions, and females have been pushing them to either fission or fusion since time began. Males have done great things to try and impress females. Look at the bowerbird. This is human males on a macro scale. We have tamed and fought back nature, built roads, towns, cities, nations, an entire world of horseless carriages and hot showers. Males have utilized their brilliance and done everything. Males tame the brutality of nature with protective domiciles. Then we let males design and build our cities and roads, our infrastructure and modes of transportation. We allow males to design and build the tooling and the industrial machinery which construct our roads, buildings, airplanes, computers, and all manner of manufactured products, from skyscrapers to particle colliders to the smallest sticks of packaged gum. I think it's safe to surmise that, throughout history, dudes have contributed a few things here and there which justify the space they take up on this planet. As a side bonus, the fellas have initiated the lion's share of science, art, music, philosophy, entertainment, just to throw a few couple small little details of male contribution out there. I mean, really, nothing big. You know, things like conceived and achieved spaceflight, mapped the human genome, harnessed electricity, and conceived the manipulation of atoms, molecules, genes, accomplished supersonic propulsion. I mean, physics, philosophy, computers, cell phones, wipers for your headlights. These are just a few little trivialities spawned from the minds of males. Yet to see the Homer Simpsons and Peter Griffins in sitcoms today, you're left asking yourself how on earth males could possibly manage banging two rocks together, let alone envision nanotechnology. Males have done great evils, also, because they have been slighted by females, whether by an emasculating mother or grandmother or aunt or sister, or romantic usury by any number of females, starting in junior high and lasting the entire rest of his tumultuous life. Now, I know how powerful a desire males can have for females, and I would assert that every male has been slighted by females somewhere, somehow, and the difference between good and bad in this world and throughout history is in how a male uses this experience of being slighted by females. They say there is a fine line between genius and insanity, and I say males are inherent with genius, and when a male turns his female-born slights into a creative avenue, we get altruism and invention, discoveries which change our world. when a male allows his female-born slights to fester and twist into malevolence, eventually fuses pop, and they opt for the dark side of the Force, where stealing, raping, murdering, and plundering become possible, even probable, from street thugs all the way to megalomaniacs who cause genocides throughout history. Knowing how powerful and influenced females are on males in this human existence, in this physical dimension, I am confident in saying that evil males, the bad guys, the bad seeds, any male depravity is the result of a female misdeed trespassed upon them somewhere. No, I am not lazily finger-pointing. I am simply stating fact. Males have built everything. Thus, they are the creative force, and females have always manipulated males for their own provision and survival. So, when a male is inspired in a positive way, he does great works. When he is used and slighted, he often becomes jaded and malicious. Thus, if you like this world, you have males to thank for it. On the other side, if you dislike this world, you have females to thank for that. They have twisted males to the point where the abused have done terrible things throughout history. Oh, I know, many will say, oh, that's all BS, and that if you enjoy living, you have a female to thank for birthing you. This is male devaluation in action, placing the worth and well-being of females above that of males, because they have fulfilled their biological function. And clearly, with such sentiment, males are demoted to disposable utilities once again. Because of uterus, you exist. Nothing you can do will ever match this, and you need to spend the rest of your life trying to pay back this mercy to the sex which birthed you. You see, the offense one sex might take with statements that males are more talented because they have built this entire world will rival the offense that the other sex might take for being told they are less than and disposable because they don't have the plumbing to kick out offspring. Obviously, to reach our current state, we require both sexes. Yet, though both sexes are requisite, both sexes are not appreciated equitably. One sex is elevated and privileged, and the other gives their lives to provide that privilege. Yes, even though both sexes are needed, only one gets congratulated. And I am saying, hey, have you all forgotten who has done everything since time began? And now you are going to call my genitalia junk and mock me on sitcoms and force me into slaving my life away to carry a privileged class who would never do the same for me? Really? Are you high? Do I have stupid written across my forehead? Well, actually I do because I'm a male. Yes, we were all carried in the womb of a female, and males spend the rest of their lives trying to repay females for this sacrifice. And on the flip side of the coin, yes, males built the world, yet females are not so forthcoming with their appreciation over male sacrifices, which eclipse childbirth in scope and totality of sacrifice. So again, you like our modern conveniences, you have many, many males to thank for this. If you dislike the violence and destruction throughout history, you have females to thank for that. When you manipulate or mistreat the creative forces, you might just get genius funneled into negativity. Females exercising their nature of male manipulation for protection and provision has wrought the chaos throughout history, twisting otherwise good males into villainy. Gynocentrism is the genesis of our world, of our cultures, of our beliefs, of our societal memes. You see, it is males building things to impress women, or males destroying things because of a slight by a woman. I know how such sweeping statements may sound. Believe me, I may have thought the same thing when I was still a sheeple, a drone of the vaginasty, proselytizing male devaluation to all throughout the land. Yet, after much introspection about nature, instincts, and the reality of male-female polarities on this physical plane, I have come to this rather obvious point of truth. Males are the force. They are the genius. They are the creativity, which you can point in a good direction or a bad one. since there are not too many females throughout human history who truly and genuinely selflessly loved males, including mothers. This lack of female affection is the negative impetus females provide males that really has shaped this world. Since all males at some time in their life are done wrong by females somehow in some capacity, thus it is the negative force which has driven humanity to our current state. So you have a male treated ill at the hands of a female. Now he can take that experience and mold it into positive and help others, or into negative and be selfish and lash out, continuing the cycle of abuse. You see, this is what's going on. Females have creative forces work within them without their conscious input. Nature takes over and does everything for them. They don't have to sit and wonder how to meld this chromosome or those genes, or where a head will form, or where toes should go. This is automatic. She is simply along for the ride until a separate functional being emerges from her vagina some specified period of time hence. Greatness happens through females, yet males must create greatness. Males are the creative forces of planetary import. The world doesn't just happen through males. We don't simply have nature bring about nuclear fission or nanotechnology through us, like self-organizing replicating cells happen in a womb needing no oversight from the female who possesses said womb. No, males have to make things happen. We imagine a thing, envision its fruition, hypothesize its avenue of arrival, then toil and labor to bring such a thing about, fine-tuning all along the way until a conceptualization has become actualization. Males have to consciously use brilliance and make everything happen. Females create on autopilot. Males create on purpose. If you take offense at that, then you are most likely a parishioner of gynocentrism, elevating female worth and contribution while lowering male worth and contribution, and you seem to have an aversion to the truth. Males have done more for our species than females, point blank. What is more impressive, food consumption or the infinite processes wrought to make food consumption possible? You put food into your mouth, chew, and swallow. That's it. That's the extent of genius required for a human to eat. Yet, on the other hand, the countless hands that toiled to pick the fruits, or sow, cultivate, and harvest the vegetables. Then there are the hands that prepared the food, the minds that came up with different combinations of compounds to make a recipe for a dish. Not to mention the hands that fashioned the table and the plates and utensils, and the house or building in which you sit and put this food into your mouth. Which is more substantial in contribution to your existence? The countless steps involved in the production of the food, or its chewing and digestion? Yes, both are needed, but one is vastly more impressive and superior in contributory value. The other is simply a biological function requiring no conscious genius on the part of the chewer. Likewise, which is more impressive, gene replication and childbirth, or building planetary-wide civilizations? Taming a savage planet requires conscious, purposeful directing of genius and creativity to a specified end. Baby making, much like digestion, simply happens. No skill or genius or conscious input is needed. You simply introduce a sperm to an egg. That's it. That's all she has to do. Everything else from that point on is done for her. A female does not have to be particularly smart or skilled or attractive to introduce new life to this world. She just has to be. We don't get to the point of Wi-Fi because males simply exist. Unskilled, unintelligent males don't simply allow nature to bring about iPhones through them. No, males have to work and toil and strive to do everything. There is no free ride. We don't have nature work through us. We must go out and affect nature. Yes, both sexes are needed and both are equal in worth, but males have done more for human existence, period. The totality of male genius and male creative forces cannot be overstated. We try to impugn males as bumbling, moronic murderers, rapists, and plunderers, while elevating females' lack of contribution to a pedestal above males. The reality is, females are simply vessels through which nature enacts gene replication. Nature does everything for her. She is simply the oven, the beaker in which the baking takes place. Again, everything is done for females. Females do not have to be particularly smart or skilled to birth a child, but males absolutely have to be strong and intelligent to build cities and survive the hostilities of an indifferent, cruel world. And everything we see around us, everything is courtesy of males. The fact that we are not dodging from bush to bush anymore to avoid predators or seek respite from the elements, this is thanks to males. Who has done more? All the hands that brought food to the table and built the table and the building, or the hands that put food into their mouth and then allowed digestion to take over without genius or skill required of the chewer? Yeah. So the production of life in the womb is an amazement for nature. It is the genius of nature which causes life to be produced. Nature has laid out the blueprints, the plans for gene replication and cell division. Nature has laid out the instructions for everything to run smoothly and independently. Females, they simply show up. Nature has given them this plumbing, and everything else is done automatically for them without their conscious input. They don't have to devise their uterus or mammary glands. They don't have to consciously figure out where a finger or an ear will go, nor do they have to figure out how to nourish this new life after it has emerged from the womb via their vaginal canal some 8 or 9 months later. This has all been done for her. Everything, all the heavy thinking, has already been worked out for her. Everything seems to be done for females in life. She just needs to show up. Males do not have anything handed to them. They have to consciously use their brilliance and develop skills and disciplines and abilities in order to go out and affect survival, discovery, or innovation. Males have to consciously act. The blueprints for running water, supersonic travel, and refrigeration were not simply handed to males by nature. Better yet, nature did not just require males to exist in order that nature could bring about everything through them. Nope. Males have toiled to their deaths, contributing to a world that sees them as less than and discardable in juxtaposition to females, who simply show up to the party, add one part sperm to one part egg, and everything else is done for them. Males contribute to societies with technologies, ideas, and advancements that may not even benefit them personally, nor in their lifetime, yet will enrich future generations of Homo sapiens. This is altruistic caring, toiling to develop something that would benefit others, including future generations. Tesla may have not truly enjoyed the fruits of his infinite genius and labors during his lifetime, yet future generations will be incalculably enriched by his toil. Females have genius work through them. Males trespass genius onto the world. Where did the technologies for building our civilizations, our cities, our transportation, our infrastructure, our communication networks, the everyday luxuries that we enjoy, nearly everything around us and all that we know in this fancy material world, where did it all come from? In the minds of which sex have nearly all things been conceptualized? That's a tough one, huh? Which sex took science, technology, nearly every imaginable invention from theory on paper to fruition without having their noses wiped or their wardrobes coordinated? Which sex brought us flight and harnessed electricity all without continual oversight to make sure that they wipe their behinds, clean their fingernails, and pick up Tampax and gluten-free crackers on the way home? Consider every single little minute material object around you. The carpet, that glass jar, the rubber tires connected to that hunk of metal atop cement, which shuttles you to that building. The power lines which bring power to that building. The wrapping around the gum you pop into your mouth on the way into that building. I mean, every last material item you encounter every single day. How do you think it all came into fruition? The ideas and theories that allow for material objects, like radio transmissions or cell phones or microwave ovens, to function? How are all these non-visible phenomena harnessed for our consumption? Let's think about that. Well, obviously, these things must have started as an idea in someone's head. Then, that someone had to go about translating such ideas into physical reality. And who are these someones that had all these great ideas? Well, obviously, they are males. We take so much for granted and rarely stop to consider how the lotion bottle or rug or that flux capacitor came into being. We simply enjoy the fruits of others' toil and labor while demanding more and more. Consider a mere modicum of male creative genius. We enjoy transportation that doesn't involve reins or mammals pulling us. We enjoy domiciles more luxurious than the first little piggy's stick house. We enjoy communications that don't involve a string stretched tightly between two tin cans. We enjoy H2O on demand, which doesn't require us going to the stream with a bucket every time we need water for any reason. The agua actually comes to us. Oh, it's fascinating. Which sex do you think brought us all of these things? Yet to see the way our culture represents this sex of glorified monkeys today, you'd wonder it miraculous that males ever survived without female oversight and supervision, let alone any feats of genius or greatness without constant direction from a female. Even though they try to steal male's thunder with such statements as, "Behind every great man, there is a woman." Well, yeah, she's behind him because that's where he keeps his wallet. Now, I do not mean to suggest that females do nothing in this world, but males have done more. Our worship of females is unearned, and our devaluation and disposal of males is unjust. The reality is, both sexes are needed, and both are of infinite value. Yet in a species that is gynocentric and thus devalues males and disposes of them with flippant, cavalier nonchalance, well, really, let's break down the contribution of the divine feminine versus that of the subhuman poop-throwing monkeys which are human males. Females incubate life, yet nature does all the calculations and heavy thinking. Females have greatness done to them. They do not have to be smart, skilled, attractive, talented, nor brilliant to bring life into the world, which is females' great contribution to humanity. Every little detail is done for them already. Juxtapose this to males who create the world. Nature does none of the calculations or heavy thinking. Males must do it all. Males do not have greatness done to them or through them. They exude greatness upon the world. Males do have to be talented, brilliant, intelligent, resourceful, skilled, and assertive to do anything in life. No free pass of just showing up and being exalted. Nope, males have to overcome and rise by their own power and brilliance. So, who has consciously, purposefully, and intentionally contributed more to our species? And who simply reads along with the cliff notes nature has given them? Nature programs females with gynocentrism and hypergamy, and they follow it. Nature instructs the womb to accommodate replicating cells, and their body follows this. Males must overcome nature, not follow it. They must overcome their desire for gene replication in order to break free of the instinctual obsession of procreating so that we may focus on ideas and hypothesize, then bring about these hypotheses into three-dimensional actuality in order that we may have the modern world we all enjoy. Females concede to nature. Males must fight against nature in order to bring us the discoveries and conveniences and innovations we all take for granted. Males must overcome their desire for procreation and female affection in order to think about other things like electricity or space travel. Males must overcome their self-preservation instinct given them by nature in order to willingly jump in front of bullets for females or die for the benefit of others. Females obey nature, males harness it. Females allow greatness to work through them. Males must trespass greatness onto the world. Yeah, what have males done for us? Are you freaking kidding me? Everything. We would not exist but for the genius and sacrifice of males. We exist because we depend upon males. We are brought into fruition in the womb of a female, yet we exist because of males. So maybe females should spend the rest of their lives paying males back for this mercy. My brothers, my friends, stand with me, live free.